evening, everyone. This is N5AOW, Flight Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jacksonville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Front, Northern Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an extra drawer, please contact a member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleparc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in and come down?
WB2RUQ, and I also see Kevin James is out there.
WB2RUQ, John, how you doing?
Doing great. Here in the valley named after the late, great Henry Hudson. Currently 65 degrees. A lot of wind today. But the weather here has been just great all winter. So, cannot complain. So I'm just going to be listening off on the side here, Bob. So, back to you. This is WB2. Are you cute?
All right. Very good, John. Yeah, I go along. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the winter. You know, it's still winter, but at least it was a lot milder and weather a little more acceptable. The only problem was up and down a little bit more than what I think the body needs to adjust to or tries to adjust to. Okay, well, you have a great evening and a good day tomorrow. And we'll see if anyone else would like to join us on Echolink. This is N5AOW.
Yep, this is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And yes, John, thank you for letting Bob know I was hiding in the back corner here. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, Roger, Kevin. Yeah, I figured you were back there somewhere. Usually you popped in there right away, but sometimes it doesn't always happen. How's things down your way this afternoon?
All right, good evening, Bob, and hello, John, and everyone on board here with us tonight. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Got 61 degrees on the outside, clouds overhead, and breezy conditions. So hit a high of 70 here, which I was like, wow, that is nice. And then I realized I had run out of bread, so I decided to make a loaf of bread in my bread maker, and I've been kind of tweaking my recipe. So I got it down to 2 cups of flour to 1 cup of water, two teaspoons of yeast, and 2 tablespoons of oil, and 6 teaspoons of sugar. And it seems to look good. I'm impressed so far, so we'll find out here when I go to actually use it and see what happens with it. So, yeah, I'm just playing around doing as usual. And as a matter of fact, Bob, keep your ears peeled. On Saturday afternoon, I may be up in your area, and I'm hoping that I'll have my antenna relocated on that new mount that I'm going to be putting on, hopefully with my fire chief tomorrow on my Jeep. So hopefully I'll be able to give you a holler and see what my audio sounds like. All right, with that being said, I won't hold the repeater down. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, if you're up my way, feel free to stop in. Give me a toot on you. Always got the rig on, so I can pretty much lead you into it. Very simple to find. Yeah, that, I know you're working on that antenna for a while there, and sometimes when you can't get the SWR down where you need to, there's a couple different ways of going about it. I know I've changed the lead-in length, you know, done a variety of things years ago with 10-meter and whatever, but yeah, sometimes sneaking a tuner in there helps out tremendously. All right, you have a good evening. I tell you what, that 70 degrees sounded good. I think it reached right around 59 was the last time I looked, 59.2, something like that, up this way. But yeah, maybe we'll get lucky and get a couple of 70-degree days. I could use that in some sunshine to charge up the battery. All right, have a good evening. 7-3. And have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members again.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, how's things up your way? I hope you had a good day. Not a whole lot of rain. We had something here.
Well, good evening, Bob, and Kevin James, Devin, everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 58 degrees. The temperature range today was 45 to 58. Needless to say, I'm not using that KFI installed in this weather. And a fella come in and didn't charge me a bad price either for halving up all the rest of the firewood from last year into brace and sink those the footings for the solar panel supports in and braced like they should be, and very nice. Did the work fine. Didn't have to listen to any drunk talk, any gutter religion, or as they called it, or blasphemy, or anything else, and it all got done fine, and didn't have to go off and buy gas or anything else. Well, everything worked fine. He got a chaser, got the thing done, he got paid. That's it. That's the way I like it, instead of all this other stuff, you know what I mean. With that, and yeah, that's about it. So we'll say God bless, 73s, and glad tomorrow's Social Security Day, and to BFM clear.
Okay, George, sounds like everything lined up perfectly, and at least equated to an excellent day for you. That's great. Tell you what, you need a few of those, too. Too many times they go the other way. I know exactly what happens when they do. All right, this is N5AOW. Would anyone else like to check in with us?
AC2WI.
KC2WI, I hope your afternoon went well. I know we had a long talk and tied up a lot of your time. I hope you got done some of the things that you were planning on.
KC2WI, well, yeah, I really should have quit, you know, should have just tried to, I was gone, you know, two or three times that we just kept talking, but yeah, it kind of screwed me up. Actually, I went out at, I don't know, 5:36 something. I raked a little bit of grass, junk out of the grass in the front. It's pretty nice, and I I did a couple other things. Can't remember if I went out there before I ate or whatever, anyway. And then I went back out, and it was pretty nice. I was going to go for a walk. I said, no, I'm going to get my bike out, and I had to move the snowblower out of the way. And, you know. So I ended up taking a ride around the, over across the river and around that loop. And coming back, it was pretty much dark. It was almost 8 o'clock, and but I really wanted to get out, and could have done it earlier. And, you know, it really wasn't raining. I didn't realize it, but and then I just realized that there was a guy that was going to maybe come over around 7:30, and I'll bet he came. I don't know if he came or not. He didn't call me. I don't know if I want to call him now because it's kind of late, but I think I'll wait till the morning because he didn't call me and say, where were you? So maybe he got busy too. And but it wouldn't surprise me if he's local, so it's not like he drove real far. If he did come, and I was just out, you know, he was probably figuring, wondering where the heck I was because the cars were here, and, you know, but I took a little exercise ride. And I'm going to really start trying to do that now that it's warm, although, you know, we've got a couple cold days coming up, but it's not, you know, it's not raining and it's not too cold. I got to start getting out. And I used to do more running, but I never was really a big fan of it, but I kind of do it because I go down to Boonville. But I'd rather bike, so. The only thing about running is you can do that when it's a little colder. You don't really get cold because you're not going that fast on a bike. You're going, you know, 15 miles an hour or whatever, and it doesn't take too much when it's cold. For that 15 miles an hour is about a 25 degree wind chill. So. It's not exactly too much fun sometimes, but I like biking more than I like running, for sure. Anyway, I don't know what else is going on, not too much. Tomorrow night, if I get pretty well, you know, wrapped up with what I'm doing, may go up to either the EOC or the hospital, and see if I can check into Carrie's digital net from there, because I really can't do it from here. And then Tuesday night is the first Tuesday of the month, and that is the Northern New York Hospital net. So, and we'll be doing that from the hospital, and maybe the EOC, and anyone interested that wants to come up and participate in that at the command center is welcome to do it. Just let me know. And if the weather is good, KD2IOU and I, we're going to get up on the roof earlier. I'll put up for my 5-element 2-meter beam pointed towards white space. See if we can get some improved perception of white space. It's really marginal, so at least as an experiment, we're going to try that. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, that's something I was playing around with. I was drawing up some plans for, and maybe I get a little bit of time to build a little beam. Thought about that, something I can rotate around by hand. Well, it sounds like you had a good afternoon anyway. At least got a way to, besides the rake, and got to take a ride. Yeah, you're pretty much like I am. You know, I'm not good for beating feet down the road, but we used to get out years ago on the bikes quite a bit, and haven't done that in some time. And I sold them a while back, so not any hope for me to do that much anymore. I've got one 10 speed, I think, and that's about it. But the legs give out on me too early, you know, so it really doesn't last. All right, you have a good evening. Yeah, maybe. Okay, we've got two more. KA2ZNZ and KD2GHL. Alright guys, we'll start with KD2GHL.
Okay, good evening. Today I headed out to Albany, Troy, East Greenbush area there. Visit my mom, she's a nursing home, she had a doctor's appointment, so visited with her, took her down to a diner, had a little bit of lunch there, took her back, and came back home. And tomorrow's opening day, trout season, so I took the day off. Hopefully we won't get too much rain, and we'll have to see about that in the morning.
Very good, Rich. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't mind doing that myself. I haven't been trout fishing in some time. I don't know. It's like the last few years, I just don't seem to make the time for it. So, anything else going on?
I used to check in here quite a bit, but recently I just haven't been on here a couple of times mobile, just because I was coming back from Albany, but this is the first time I'm on this rig here recently. This is Kenwood Mobile, which is his base, so I'll check in and say hello to you.
I'm glad you did. Thanks for checking in. It's sounding good as usual. All right, have a good evening, and we'll move on and see what Jack's got. K-A-2-Z-N-Z.
Good evening, Bob, and everybody on board. Well, it was a mild day down this way today. We got up to 69 degrees. Right now it's 64. But I see this weekend we're talking about a possible snowstorm coming through. So we're still in our ups and downs weather, I guess. Other than that, there's not an awful lot to report. Seven trees all around.
Okay, Jack, sounds like you had a good day too. Hope you didn't get too much rain. Yeah, it seems like the temperature is working its way up. It teases us, gives us a good day, maybe another one to follow. Then drops down in the cellar again. You know, there's something wrong with that picture, but, you know, none of us have the ability to get to the controls and maybe change things around a little bit. And I don't know, my communication line upstairs doesn't seem to work too well, so. Alright, Jack, yeah, have a good evening and take care. This is N5AOW. Are there any other checks?
Yes, N2PFM for a quickie message to KA2ZNZ.
Go for it, George.
Hey, thank you. K2ZNZ from N2PFM. 49, that's the unofficial snow total here on Watson Mountain for this season since November. N2PFM.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to check on others down here. I haven't given it much thought lately. But it's no place near what we use here, that's for sure. K-A-2-Z-N-Z. Back to you, Bob.
Alright, very good, Jack. K-A-2-Z-N-Z. N2BFM. Yeah, it hasn't been a great winter for snow. Those that normally would have been myself included, looking for the snow to either ride or do activities in the wintertime. I think I sold my sled at a good time this year, but it became time. Much as I hated to do it, I did. And I'm kind of glad after this winter that I did what I did. So, yeah, I think we're quite a bit on the short side for snow. But who knows? You never know what next year is going to bring. And it's been kind of a diminishing pattern for a while, but that changes in a hurry. All right, I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, all now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to frequency on a repeater to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. 7-3, so we had Jack, Rick, Pete, George, Kevin, and John on Echo Lake. Everyone have a great evening and a good day tomorrow. 10-5, AOW clear.
N5AOW, it's KD2FPM. N5AOW, Bob, are you still there? It's KD2FPM. Okay, nothing heard. KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. We'll see you then. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic and a little on the noisy side tonight.
10-5AOW.
Roger, KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Also, Roger, N5AOW, good evening, Bill. Thanks for your check-in. Very much appreciated. Calling for Octan, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Octet. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Octet would like to thank the Bluefield Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octet to use their repeater. Thank you, gentlemen, for your check-ins. Very much appreciated. Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, clear.